Good morning, Sebastian.
Everything's going well, but I mean, we have sort of, how can I say, wrapped it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as of yesterday, it was basically the end of the weekend.
The finale.
The basic core of the festival. Now we just have the screenings, the film screenings going on, and we have the art exhibition. But in general, I think the weekend went very well. We had a large presence. We had a lot of people at the various talks. The talks were greatly enjoyed. There was good Q&A, questions and answer. There was a lot of interest in, dialoguing directly with the Aurovillians and hearing what they had to say. And I think there was a good mix between older, younger, mid-teenager type. Mostly the older people were asking the questions, and hopefully in the future we'll get a younger crowd. But I think it was a good beginning and a good exercise in understanding how we can share and what we can share.
Marco mentioned last night that there is an idea to transfer
the show somewhere else.
To Oroville, to share it with the community, something like that.
I have been talking with Aster about that. We'll see. We don't have an idea of the location, but it will probably be sometime in February, end of January, February. We have to ask some of the artists, also because we've been lucky enough that quite a few of the art pieces have sold. And so that is good on one side, but then we don't have them to bring back on the other side.
But we got others, I mean, not on maybe that topic,
we have plenty,
but plenty.
We have plenty, so there should be no problem. But I think if that is in the program, that's the next thing we'll do sometime in February to organize the Oroville Festival show in Oroville. The exhibition, and maybe even have some films of what went on, and maybe have some talks. People will explain about how it went and how it happened, and bringing the Oroville Festival from Delhi back to Oroville. Well, I mean, you know, to communicate with everybody, as you well know, because you're doing the communication through the radio, and you still, I think you only have about 250 people that are connecting directly through internet. So I think the idea of communicating to everybody is a dream. You'd have to put somebody maybe in the middle of the street yelling like they used to do in the medieval ages, and maybe at the solar kitchen telling everybody what's happening. But I think those people who were interested and those people who gathered the information have heard about it. We'll communicate more when we get back. We might have a little gathering to tell about it.
Like a small press conference?
Yeah, it could be a small small community conference, not a press conference, a community conference.
General
to
meeting.
Gather people together and express and explain and share.
That's good. Yeah.
But not only from our end, but also from the people that participated. That's what I'd like to hear more. We have already said a lot. Yeah. I have certainly talked more than I should. So I'd like for the people who came, with the speakers and those who came to present their talks, to give their impression of what went on, to have lots of different impressions. So that can probably organize pretty quickly. I think within the next 2 or 3 weeks, it can be done. Before the memory disappears, it's been very difficult. I mean, for people started to say, what are they doing? It's been a very simple thing. But hey, it's been 3 months, almost 4 months, intensive work. To get all of this, and you've seen a little bit of what it is and the organization and all that. It seems something small because it's all for 3 days plus a week, but I can assure you from those who are here and that a small group like ours, Anu, Astor, myself, and Marco and Krishna, we'd need 3 times the amount of people really to be able to do this. But this was a challenge at this moment to do it like that. But there's been an enormous amount of effort, enormous amount of participation, and I must say IIC has been very helpful. We've been hosted in a very nice way. They have made it the space available. They have made people available. They have not in any way constricted our presence. They have allowed us to do everything we wanted to do. So it's been very much a friendly presence in Delhi, and I think an interesting presence, because Delhi has reacted well, the press has reacted well, the people coming have reacted well. Sure, we didn't have 500 people in the auditorium, but we couldn't fit 500. We always had it almost full, which is practically 200 or 250. So those are already good numbers, given the given the fact that we are not so well known in Delhi. And it, just to give you an idea, the evening of our first presentation on the 14th, there were another five openings.
Whoa, the hard competition.
Competition with competition with people like Raghu Rai in photography. There was another thing at the Italian embassy. There was another thing at the French embassy. Then the next day there was something at the Alliance. And, I mean, every day here is active. So we have to understand that when you come to a city, even though the numbers here are in millions, unless you plan in an enormous tent somewhere and you communicate months in advance, you're not going to get more than 200 to 300 people at most. It's about being here. It's about the exercise. Yeah. It's about realizing that we can be interesting outside. It's about formulating a concept of what Auroville can communicate and should communicate.
Yes,
and it's also a fact of interacting with the larger public and being proactive in dialogue, in meeting people and sharing. And understanding that if we just sit in South India and wait, I think it's rather difficult. And we should learn to share more often.
Yeah.
Some people do, some units do, some. But as a group, I think that we have to do it more.
But I think I believe the things are changing pretty much. We are opening the channels. We are trying to be present with the information from what we are doing here. But yep. Can I ask you something? Because I yes. know that you were really actively present for all last 3 days. The public, I mean, and the audience was more or less the same, or there were new faces every day rotating?
I would say that there was, let's say, a 30% that was the same faces,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest are new faces, younger faces, different faces. And you have to understand that we also have the film screening, so some people came only for the film screening, some people came only for the art exhibition. It was difficult for me to keep track of everything. At the talks, there was a core group that sat through all of them, and then there were some changes.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I think we got variety. You know, it is, Delhi is big, so people, when they come, they stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a city like some of the European cities where people walk around and come through. Here you have to come by car.
Oh.
Very difficult. Otherwise,
so exactly, you have to overcome the obstacles to come to the.
You have to overcome the obstacles. Yeah. There's not even a bus line really coming here. Even though we're very centrally located, this is sort of a VIP kind of area where, you know, it's mostly taxis and private cars.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, but many people got here. Many people got here, a good selection of people.
That's
and
good.
Even those who were a little cynical
mm-hmm.
about this whole thing happening.
I mean, amongst
any names,
in the team?
I'm not going to mention any names who came. Some of the people who had said, "Ooh, I just want to wait and see," have now smiles on their face and say, hey, it's a success. So I think we can all be happy, the team and the Orvillians and all of us here, that things went well. I'm sitting here with Sumit, who's having breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I've already had mine, so he could chime in a little bit as
uh-huh.
a speaker, having spoken yesterday,
uh-huh.
and he could say a few words. Are you interested
sure.
in speaking to him for a second?
Yeah.
He's
but
just woken up. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me? No.
That's okay.
We'll
you can put him
end.
On.
We'll catch him at the end. Go ahead with your
okay.
questions. We'll no,
what I want to know, because it's still a week ahead of you. So the
yes.
film's going on, exhibition is going on, and probably the table with the material, I think.
No, the exact situation is this. On the ground floor, we have nothing left because
mm-hmm.
we are no longer, we are no longer entitled to that area.
Mm-hmm.
You go up to the first floor and there's a screening room and there's a table in front and Jyoti's sitting there handing
mm-hmm.
out leaflets to people
mm-hmm.
and sharing information. Jyoti will stay all week. The panels that were downstairs have now been distributed throughout the building where
mm-hmm.
we have been allowed to keep them. Upstairs there is the exhibition on the top floor
mm-hmm.
and as you enter there are about 8 panels. And the rest of the panels have been distributed throughout the building. in a non-intrusive way. So Auroville is still all over the building, mm-hmm. and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the week. Mm-hmm. So we have our panels throughout the building. We have a table, a welcoming mm-hmm. table on the first floor, and we have our art exhibition on the top floor.
Before you left, I remember we were talking how you're going to present everything, and that there was a request. The mother's words should be really present.
Mother's words are present. They're present in statements. They're present mm-hmm. in the dream. They're present in the charter. They're present in her observations on beauty. They're present in very many articulated, subtle ways. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to impose. We're just trying to suggest. Mm-hmm. And also because if anybody wants to go deeper, there were all the books available. There were books of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, and many of the people who did come were people who somehow were also already aware through the ashram or through their readings and through their own cultural background. Mm-hmm. So obviously, maybe the basic understanding, basic reasoning is not what they needed. They needed to know more about Auroville as mm-hmm. an experiment. Mm-hmm. But the words are there.
Okay.
Do you want Sumit before he falls into his newspaper here? Just a second.
Hi, how are you?
So you tell me how it was.
Oh, I think it was great. There are more people than I expected. Mm-hmm. And there are quite a age difference from people around 20s up to, I think, 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a...
And we have had lots of people. The room has been full most of the time. Mm-hmm. People have really taken interest. They seem to be focusing on the conversations. And they ask questions. So we got quite serious people too, I feel, who really want to see. We didn't get lots of young people.
It's probably because of the place, I think.
I don't know. I think when the art thing started yesterday evening, there were more young people. It's just uh-huh. the sort of people who are free on the weekend, you see.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On Friday and Saturday, many people work.
That is
so
also
it's only
true.
On Sunday that we got younger professional people.
Mm-hmm. You were presenting integral, actually the topic, the title of the talk was towards integral healing, yeah?
Yes.
What was the response of the audience?
I met some doctors afterwards who were very interested. We made some contacts who could be useful. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of people who are interested in health.
Yeah.
But you see, we don't have much space for question answers and interaction because we have so many presentations one after the other, so people don't really have time to talk, and we didn't have lunch yesterday for people to come up and ask questions. So but 3 or 4 people came up and spoke and gave the cards.
It was probably a really condensed set of many things
in
short hours. Yes. But I believe that the questions also would follow afterwards.
Well, there was no time for questions.
No, I mean, but...
we just presented.
You presented, but if the contacts and I think the web pages were shared, so the people can follow afterwards.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That was there. Mm. A little bit follow-up. I feel this was a preparatory, event to get known, to see, to have a critical mass. We got a lot of email addresses in our guest book. Mm-hmm. So this is useful, I feel, primarily we follow up on it.
Yep, exactly. That's an opening.
It needs the regular follow-up, and many people said you should have a fixed Auroville exhibition here, mm-hmm. and then I hope it's an annual event.
Yep.
So it would build up over time.
But can I ask you just something personally? What was the most impressive to you those 3 days?
Impressive or interesting? I didn't hear
both sides. I said more impressive, but it could be also interesting, or something that you were pleasantly surprised or badly surprised. That it was like, oh.
Well, I would say I was impressed by the number of people who came and mm-hmm. the level of interest. They were serious. They listened. They took notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's serious. Yeah.
So I was quite impressed that people came and they were really interested, and it was all serious stuff.
Yep. There was
so that was interesting. There was interest even among older people in what's happening. Mm-hmm. They were not sleeping.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
it was good. And the Delhi Ashram has offered to host a few days. So if next time and offered to bring people, they know. So it's sort of one thing builds on the other.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's also good. Sumi, thanks.
Okay, Miriam.
Thanks
a
lot.
You need to talk to Sebastian again?
Yeah, thanks a lot to talking to me.
Okay, thank
enjoy
you.
Enjoy your breakfast. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Miriam, here I am.
Yeah, I think we wrap up almost everything. Is anything to add on top?
Wonderful,
of?
Miriam. No. I think it's been helpful that you and the radio have followed us. I think in the future we'll have to sort of hopefully maybe find a way that we could stream directly with the television and things like that. The communications were. I think we're just as Sumit said before, we're just putting the seeds for a larger way of communicating with Mother India.
Yeah.
Now, and hopefully then it becomes a platform for communicating
we can
with
do it,
humanity
yeah.
as a whole.
Actually, too,
we just have to get a little bit better at this.
Yeah, live streaming we already did from the radio, but it has to be here in town hall. So that's
I know. But the technology is there.
Yeah,
it's a question of linking with money and organization. But I think maybe in the future we'll be moving less bodies and maybe recording things before we could do I'm already thinking that it would be interesting that we not move all these bodies and make this footprint maybe and that maybe
yeah that's one part but I think that actually
no, but the bodies are interesting to have here but
yeah.
I'm thinking about maybe interconnecting. I mean, it'd be nice to have someone intervene from like the United States and another intervene from Paris and another, you know,
kind of teleconferences.
Yeah, teleconferences would probably put us in a connection. Mm-hmm. This is the way probably Mother would like us to communicate. I mean, when she was there, she wanted airplanes landing and there they would fly to Paris in 3 hours. She wanted an airport, not only a large seaport there for ships to come. She's always been technologically advanced. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to understand that we have to go beyond, you know, just planting trees and interacting with the genetics of the world which is around us, and grow into it, but be always conscious of how to use it at its best. But we either hide and we become a closed community. There's nothing wrong with that. Or we adapt and become the best at it. I always use the example of Goldcond. Mm-hmm. If you think what Mother did in the 30s, the building she built, in the middle of the desert practically, in the middle of the wasteland that was at that time the area of Pondicherry where nobody even wanted to go, and look at the building she built. So I always use that as an inspiration. I say, look what she was doing, bringing an architect from Japan, an engineer from Hungary, having things coming, arriving from all over the world. This is an interconnectedness, but with a conscious, with an aesthetics. I think the aesthetics, we had a long conversation about aesthetics with the fellow, because I'm a great believer, and I tried to present it during the writer's talks, that aesthetics, Mother and Sri Aurobindo were both very involved with the concept that aesthetics leads to developing a higher consciousness, and that the aesthetics is very much a part of the higher consciousness. And how this elegance, beauty, artistic expression, and even just the way to communicate, if we do it in an elegant way, it can also be a forming base for peace, because the way of communicating, what you communicate, what you surround children with, how they live, all of this is helpful for serenity. And we talked about this at length, and I hope you'll get the recording. It's very interesting. So
there are many layers and many
possibilities. Yes, we have to build the city, but we have to decide which city and how.
These talks and meetings are ongoing process, and just tomorrow we're having another one with the new Lavenir team on planning what we actually want as a community. But I think I'm pretty sure that it's turning up in the right direction if we will sit down and listen.
Yeah.
To the mother, so to speak.
I think this is a nice beginning.
Yeah. Okay, Sebastian.
Okay. Well, Miriam, thank you for calling.
It was nice to hear you.
We'll bring the energy, hopefully, of what happened in Delhi. We'll bring it back to Auroville.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Miriam. Have a good day. Bye-bye.